We shall now commence with a reflection on the reality of our existence and the significance of karma. In whatever position or posture that you are in, just bring your mind within, close to your heart. You may choose to close or half close your eyes. Observe the calm and quietness within. In the calmness of your minds, you will reflect. Jara dhammo mi, jarang anatito. That I am of the nature to decay and to grow old, and I have not gone beyond old age. Bhyadi dhammo mi bhyading anatito. I am of the nature to fall sick and have not gone beyond sickness. Marana dhammo mi maranang anatito. I am of the nature to die and have not gone beyond death. Sabbehi me piyehi manapehi nana bhavo vina bhavo. All that is mine, all that I love and cherish, will eventually be separated from me, will disintegrate and disappear before me. Contemplate. Everything which we have accumulated in our lives, people whom we love, things that we like, all will be separated from us one day. They will disintegrate and disappear before us. Kamasa kumhi, kama dayado, kama yoni, kama bandu, kama patisarano, yang kamang karisami kalyanang wa papakang wa tasa dayado pavisami, ewang amehi abinhang pachavikitapang. Kama is my inheritance. I'm heir to my karma, born of my karma, related to my karma. I live this life supported by karma. Whatever actions that I do, good or evil, that I shall inherit. We all inherit our actions, good and bad karmas. So let us determine in our hearts to avoid all evil, to do the good, and to purify our minds. To purify our minds from the tendencies of greed and various forms of clingings and attachments. From the tendencies of anger, hatred and grudges, and from the tendencies of delusion. Through greed, hatred and delusion arise all the wrong thoughts, wrong speech and wrong body actions, which gives rise to suffering, both to ourselves and to others. On the other hand, those actions that are free from greed, hatred and delusion, but flowing with generosity, loving kindness and wisdom, such actions are conducive to peace and happiness, both for ourselves and for others. Therefore, let us all determine to strive on with diligence to cleanse this mind of the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion. These five contemplations, as recommended by the Buddha, are to remind us of the reality of our existence and help us to be vigilant so that we will be able to accept and to cope with the process of aging, sickness and death. The contemplation on separation from our loved ones and belongings will prepare us to let go of everything when the time comes for us to leave this world. But we should learn to let go now, little by little. And the fifth contemplation on karma reminds us of the efficacy of our actions, so that we will make good use of our lives, of our health and wealth, to wisely convert them to merits or spiritual currencies that we can take along after death. The understanding of the law of karma constitutes a major aspect of wisdom. It enables us to develop patience, tolerance, and understanding when confronted with obstacles and challenges in our day-to-day lives. The understanding of karma will also instill in us a greater sense of responsibility. We will take responsibility for our own actions. We will be more self-reliant and confident, more patient and enduring, more humble and forgiving, and above all, we will establish in ourselves a proper sense of purpose and direction in life. May you and all beings be well and happy. Bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkhan sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkhan sabba devata sabba dhammanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkhan sabba devata sabba sanghanubhavena sada sutti bhavantu te. May all good fortune come to you. May you be protected by all the devas, by the protective power and virtues of all Buddhas, the Dhamma and the Sangha. May you be safe and secure. May you be well and happy always. That may all beings be well, be happy. Good health and peace to all of you.